ూపకదామయ్యం వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుతపదకమలం శ్రీగురుం వైష్ణవాం శ్రీరూపం సాధృజాతం సవనా రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణా చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధాకృష్ణపాదాన్ సదనలితాశాఖాన్వితాన్ హే కృష్ణ కరుణాసింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపీశ గోపికాకాంక్షరాభాకాంక్ష నమస్తుతి. In the last meeting, we are discussing about the life of a fallen Brahmin, Pajana. He was addicted to prostitutes, therefore his high standard of life began degrading. This morning also, we are reading the Isopanishad that God is Abhagavidyam, O means not, and Bhava means thing. And this comes infected. The God is never infected by sin. Simplex. Common sense, just like a king orders somebody to be killed, this man to be killed. This killing is sinful for the ordinary citizen. But killing by the order of the supreme, executive head, the president or the king, that is not killing. If you say that killing by me is criminal, why it is not criminal for you, you the president or the king? I am giving a crude example. Similarly, if you go higher and higher, when you come to God, first of all, what is the conception of God? Conception of God is, God is great. Nobody is greater than Him and nobody is equal to Him. That is God. Asama Udha. The exact Sanskrit word is Asama Udha. Asama means not equal. Nobody can be equal to. this is analyzed by great acharyas. They have analyzed the characteristics of God. They have characterized the characteristics of 64. And out of the 64, we living entities, we have got 50 only. And that is also in very minute point. Ah. 50 qualities of God we have got. But that is very in minute point. Take for example. Just like God has got also the tendency to love young girls. Take it for a crude example. Just like God is dancing with young girls. But we have also the same tendency. We also want to be surrounded by young girls and dance in India. But the thing is that you can enjoy in the company of a true girl. That is high fun. But God can dance with an unlimited number. That is all. These are crude examples. These 64 qualities, they are analyzed. But we living entities, we have got in mind quantity. And amongst the living entities, the first perfection is to be seen in the life of Brahma, who is the chief living entity within this universe. So, similarly, Lord Shiva has got 55, Lord Narayana has got 60, but Krishna has got in full 64. 10%, 100% all the qualities. Therefore, either Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma or the living entities, nobody can be equal to him. This is the conception of God. And in the Bhagavad Gita, he has seen that Krishna says, Makta Parakara Nasti Kinti Dasti Dhananjaya. I guess Dhananjaya, my dear Arjuna, there is nobody superior to me. So, just like some heating agent. We have got several heating agents. You have got heater in your apartment. In your apartment, there are so many different varieties of heater. But the heat of the sun cannot be compared with any other. You cannot say that because I have got little heat, I have become sun. And it is ludicrous. So those who are claiming that I am God, everyone is God, and they are simply, what can I say, less intelligent person. They have no conception what is God. They do not know what is God. This claim that I am God, that means he has no idea of it. Therefore, he is false again. You may have minute quantity of false quality, but that does not mean you are God. Just like the same example, you may have a minute quantity of the total heat of the sun, but that does not mean you are sun. So, qualitatively, we are one. Everyone has got some temperature, 98 degrees. It's not that a median degree. That is not possible. Why in median? If you rise your temperature to 107 degrees, then finish yourself.
These are practical.
So, it is because Lord Krishna is all powerful. You cannot compare with Krishna. He is a powerful wisdom. No contamination can touch him. But for that you cannot say, you cannot imitate Krishna, you cannot say that no contamination can touch him. No. That is not. Therefore, the soul, like our human form of life, is a chance to purify so that we may approach. At least if we get that 50 degrees, 50 parts or 50 fractional portions of both quality, even in minus quality, then we can approach. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said that pavitram paramam, pavitram means purity. So you are, Krishna, you are the supreme pure. So because we are trying, by Krishna consciousness, we are trying to approach Krishna. Just like if you want to approach the sun, the same example you can give. Everything is there in the nature. If you study minutely, you become learned brother. But if you want to enter the sun planet, then you must equip yourself, just like you are trying to go to the moon planet. By artificially dressing, but still you cannot stay there more than a few hours. If we suppose that somebody has gone there. So this is the position. If you want to enter into the sun planet also, that is also planet. That is also possible. If it is possible to enter into the moon planet, then it is also possible to enter into the sun planet. Why not? And there are living entities. We get information from Vedic literature. But you have to raise your temperature so that it can exist. Similarly, God is supreme pure. If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, then you have to become pure without any contamination of this material. The contamination of material world is called sin. That is, it's like you infect some disease, germ. You become disease. I've got some infection, so I am disease. You may know it or not know. That doesn't matter. If you infect knowingly or unknowingly, you will be disease. So what is that infection? That infection that is stated in the Isha, we read in the every morning, Isha Samiram Sattvam. This everything what we see, either in the sky or in the water or outside our vision, everything belongs to God. Isha Samiram Sattvam. So, everything is God's property. You cannot, if you are son of God, you cannot take anything without God's permission. Just like if you are father's property, you will inherit your father's, that's a fact. But, suppose your father has got on the table $1,000. If you take it without his permission, if you think that it's my father's money, but by law you become a criminal. Your father can prosecute a criminal. That is the state law. Even if it is your father's money, even your father is very kind, but If you take your product and indulge it for me that, then you are a saint. And what to speak of others? Similarly, we are all sons of God. That's a fact. Krishna says, Sarva Yoni Sukhaya, Sammavanti Murtayaya. Tasan Mahatyani Brahma, Ahamadhira Pudapuda. Aham, Krishna says, that all these living entities, in 8,400,000 species, it doesn't mean that only human beings, the animals, the birds, bees, trees, everything, all living entities, they are all sons of God. He says, Aham Kriya Padam. The material nature is not. Just like in ordinary way, the father and mother decides to give a birth to a child. Similarly, this material nature is the mother. We have got this body from the mother, material nature. Just like we get the body from the mother's womb. Father gives the seed and mother gives the birth. In this combination, we get out. Similarly, Aham Bhīra Pradupita, Krishna, impregnates this material nature with the living entities, and when they are created, they come. This is the purpose. So, we are falling in this material condition of life, and because we have disobeyed without the permission of Father, we have misused our independence, therefore we are condemned within this material world. The Isharasa, the Isharasa teaches us, therefore reminds that higher humanity, the Shastras, the scriptures, the Vedas, they are meant for humanity, not for the dog test. Those who are not taking advantage of the scriptures of Vedic literature, they are no more than animals. Because animals, they cannot take advantage of this knowledge. But human beings can take. Therefore, it is said, indicated in the Shastras, that this body is very suitable both for crossing over the ocean of Nirvana. We are in the ocean, this outer space, the big space within the Guru Heart. It is to be considered just like a big ocean. And all the planets, they are just like islands. Therefore, in the Vedic literature, sometimes these planets are called Dipa. Dipa means planet, island. It is not Dipa. This planet is called Jambudvipa. That's why in the ocean there are many hundreds of small, big islands. Similarly, the ocean of air are outer space. There are so many planets. They are called Dipa. The Ishavasa, all these belong to God. And we are, because we are His sons, we have both the right to use our father's property, but not illegally. What is allotted to us by our father, we can get. One who reads, that is stated in the Ishopanishad, that Purvamneva Paramani, this is a Dhamma Samasana. If you accept this principle, then you can live for hundreds of years without anything. Otherwise, you become complicated in the laws of material nature. And so long we are complicated, entangled by the laws of material nature, then we shall have to transmigrate from this one kind of body to another kind of body. And our material existence will be prolonged. So, here I shall try to express the teachings of Rishabhdev. He is teaching to his son, my dear son, Nāyam deha deha bhādhāṁ yūti. My dear son, this body, nilōka, he has particularly mentioned nilōka. The body in the human society. Nāyam deha, this body, Nāyam deha deha bhājāṁ yūti. Deha bhājāṁ means anyone who is embodied. So, the cast of meat, bark, beef, insect, reptiles, they have all body. But, he is specifically mentioning nilope, the body in the human society. Amadeha, this body in the human society, nāyamadeha, deha bhājāmanilope, kastāna kāmān arhatanīrvijāmanī. It is not meant for working very hard to satisfy the senses. Why you are working so hard? What is the principle? What is the aim? Everyone is working very hard. What is sense gratification? So, Rishabhdev says, simply for sense gratification, we should not work so hard. That is the hardest of Vedic research. If you say that we have not sensed, so in order to keep the body fit, we have to give something for the enjoyment of the senses. That is accepted. Yes. But don't aggravate it. The Shastra says that do not increase artificially the demands of the senses. Then you will die. Just like eating. We have got tongue, we have got jelly. We require to eat something for maintaining the body. That's right. You mentioned. But do not try to satisfy the senses, tongue or belly or any other senses, unreasonable. What? If it's unreasonable, what is that unreasonable? The famous of famous Hunita. What is ordained to you? What is allowed to you? You eat. That's like for human being. Human being, Krishna, a God has given so many nice things. God has given us grain, rice, pulses, vegetables, and fruits, flowers, so many meals, are they not sufficient for maintaining our body and soul together? Yes. Why not? Those who are vegetarians, simply, take for example we, all the members in the temple, we live simply on these things, fruits, vegetables, grains, meals, that's all. So are we dying for want of food? Then why should we eat meat? What is the reason? Simply for satisfaction of the tongue? If I can live peacefully, otherwise, which is allotted to me by God, why shall I give trouble to another animal for satisfaction of my tongue? What is the reason? If you are no fool, of course, in the deserted country, just like Arabia, simply desert, sand. So, for them, they can kill some animal anyway, because they cannot die for want of food. But here in America, you have got sufficient food stuff, why should you kill animals? There were sufficient grain, sufficient food, sufficient milk, and it is very nice thing that you take milk from the cow, who is your mother, and kill at the same time. Is that very good thing? Therefore, he somebody said that this human form of body is not meant for mismanaging the soul skin for the satisfaction of the self. That is not meant for human beings. Avaloka, Siloka, a human society. He is speaking to the human. We are speaking to the human society. We are not calling cats and dogs, Tanya, these here, Srimadhara. That is not possible. We cannot. But we are inviting those who are enlightened human beings, please come. Just try to understand what is this Krishna consciousness movement, and be happy. That's all. We want to see every human being to be happy. That is our purpose. So, Vishabhya says, Satsang Kama. That's why we are not criticizing the modern method of training. Of course, automatically we don't criticize. But he is speaking from his master. He says, Vishabhya says, Satsang Kama. For your sense that he is at, do not arrange something very dangerous. A very tiresome labor. Make your life simplified. That is allotted by Krishna. He has got in a place in Vrindavan, in West Virginia. With little effort, they produce so much vegetables that they cannot eat. They cannot finish. So, God has given us land, God has given us producing experience, so where am I going to be? It doesn't matter. If you have yourself got a little plot of land and a cow, your whole economic portion is gone. Why you should work so hard day and night? So we have created a civilization. Simply working his heart, day and night, and his purpose is in this. That is why we can. Make your life simplified. Save your time. What is the purpose? That is the program. Don't be implicated to simplicity. Simple life. Just like your father says, and your boss, you take your food just in time, and you do this work, and I am satisfied. If you do that, the father is satisfied. But if you take from the pocket of your father, or from the cash box, and without his permission, then you are evident. So, by God's arrangement, everything is there. Everything. Purnamidam. Purnamidam, Purnamada, Purnamidam, Purna, Purnamuchyate. Everything is complete in this world. There is no scarcity. We have simply created scarcity by our mismanagement. But if we take up the laws as they are described in the scriptures and live peacefully, there is no scarcity. My Guru Maharaj used to say that in this world there is no scarcity by the arrangement of God. But the only scarcity is the Krishna consciousness. People have not Krishna consciousness. They are materially conscious. They are sensually conscious. That has to be changed. So Vishwambe says that to satisfy our senses, that is also available in the life of a hawk. Sastan kaman arhati jad bhir bhujan. Virbhuja, an animal who eats stool, Virbhuja. That means the hog. The hog is also an animal, a living entity, and you find that it is walking whole day, wherever there is food, simply searching up. Visatva, where there is food. Because he has been made into that abominable condition of life, that he is eating food, he still here to find out where is food. So there are different ways of life. So does it mean that we can be enlightened like a hog while we have got this human form of body? Just try to understand. The hog is eating stool, which is rejected by everyone, and still he starts to get out. Where is that stool? And it is called Visatva. So, we should not make our life complicated like the hog. And what is the aim of his life, the hog? The aim of his life is that the hog can, especially hogs and goats, they're very sexually intense. The hog does not discriminate. The monkey, they do not discriminate. Mother, sister, or anyone, they must accept. So, especially mentioned here, not like hog. Don't live like hog. This is the instruction of the subject. The human form of life is not meant for living like a hog. Then, but it is for, that is stated in the next line, Tato Vidyam. My dear boy, this life is meant for tapasya. Tapasya means restraining your senses. That is human. That is human civilization. The more you restrain your senses from its activities, the more you are advanced in life, advanced in life. Tapasya. Tapasya means tapa. Tapa, from tapa, tapa. Tapa means temperance. So, if I restrain my senses, because we are from time immemorial, we have been practiced to enlarge our senses for gratification. And in the human form of life, because we have to control the senses, it sometimes gives us some pain. I am accustomed to do something, but my spiritual master says, just like in this country, I say that he cannot take me. He cannot smoke. So, all my students, they were accustomed to this habit. But by my order, they are restrained. In the beginning, there is some pain. So that pain is called tapasya. Voluntarily accepting little pain. Tapasya. And what for that pain-taking? Vidya. For realizing the absolute truth. Not for that's like a student is working very hard to find out the possibilities of nuclear weapons. That is also troublesome. But what is that? They are finding out some means to kill the human. That thought of tapasya is not equal. Like Ravan's tapasya or Hiranyakashipu. Tapasya here is especially mentioned that you accept, voluntarily accept some pain for realizing the absolute. Tapo Vidyam. He will announce that quite polite and take so much pain for realizing the Absolute. I can take some pain here for material acquisition, I shall be happy here. I cannot. That answer is also given. Tapo vidvam putraka jena sattam sudhe. My dear boy, you just take this opportunity, life of opportunity, for realizing the Absolute. By this, your existence will be purified. We began because we require this human form of life is meant for being purified. So, just as a diabetic patient is advised by the physician not to take so many, not to take sugar, not to take this, not to take this. That prohibition is meant for curing. Similarly, here also, if we accept some voluntary pain in giving up our sense that we get to the cross, then our existence will be purified. Tapo vidvam putraka jena sattam. Sattam means pure existence. Jena sattam suddhe. Suddhe means become purified. Then you may ask, what is the result? Suppose if I purify by your prescription. Suddhe vidha jasmad brahma sukham alankam. Because if you purify your existence, then you get unlimited pleasure. Your life is your finding out very pleasure. That is Anandamaya Vyasa. Every living entity is fit for enjoyment because it's part and parcel of God. Because it's part and parcel, he is also enjoyer of the many kinds. But he can enjoy in association with God. So in order to enter into the association of God, he has to purify it. Brahma means the unlimited. Or spiritual means unlimited. Unending, eternal. The greatest, these are some of the meanings of Brahma. So you are searching after pleasure. That is your priority, that is your right. You must be. But you are searching in this self that is spiritually platform. You will never get it. If you purify your existence, then you get unlimited pleasure in your spiritual existence. Unlimited. Brahma Sukham Anantam. Anantam means unlimited. So, this life we should utilize for purifying and not for extravagancy, instance gratification, and you don't suffer. This is Maya. Actually, just like a child, a boy, he wants to play, and the father says, "My dear boy, do not play so long, please." So he's thinking that my father is describing something which is very true. And actually, this tapasya, this Krishna consciousness regulated life, is not for self. It is for your progress of life to the spiritual understanding, wherein you get unlimited eternal life, Satchidananda Vidya. God is Satchidananda Vidya. Sat Sit Anand. Sat means eternal, Sit means full of knowledge, and Anand full of pleasure. So as soon as you become purified from this material existence, then you enter into the spiritual kingdom and you take your body, Satchidananda Vigraha, and live there eternally in full knowledge and full bliss. Thank you.
Yes.
Did you have any posters, sir? All right.